My name is Zena Fayyad. I'm a Palestinian activist from Arrabi Jenin in the West Bank. Over the last 6 months, the world has stood by idly as Israel has continued to act with full impunity and has so for the last 76 years of illegal occupation. And 2 weeks ago, 6 months of genocide, the UN Security Council finally called for an immediate ceasefire, which is binding under international law. To no surprise, the resolution was not enacted, as only a few hours later, the carpet bombing by the terrorist occupation forces resumed, with Netanyahu insisting on the ground invasion in Rafah. When we say that no institution around the world will free Palestine, this is exactly what we mean. In December, the International Court of Justice, which is the highest court in the world, found plausible evidence of genocide in Gaza and ordered Israel to comply with their provisional measures. And since then, tens of thousands have been massacred, again to no surprise. As the world continues to mobilize, the failure of the United Nations is a stark reminder that we are not only fighting against an occupier, we are fighting against a world order. The Zionist agenda has its claws encroached in almost every institution around the world, and the people of Gaza are resisting an entire world order. Our role here in so-called Australia is not only to call for a ceasefire, it is to contribute to the exposing of the corrupt world order that has allowed a genocide to go on for 6 months and 76 years. We also need to be extremely cautious of the dangerous rhetoric that has surfaced over the last 6 months, that Netanyahu is solely to blame for the genocide. This is lazy and unintellectual way of thought, and to put it simply, is a cop-out. Governments around the world are trying to use Netanyahu as a scapegoat and are ignoring the fascist fundamentals of Israeli society. Do not denounce Netanyahu as some kind of deviation from Israeli society. What we are seeing in Gaza and in the West Bank is an absolute norm in Israeli society. Look at every single cabinet minister, every single Israeli member of the Knesset. Look at every Israeli politician, regardless of their political affiliation. They have been cheering on. They have been cheering on a genocide for the last 6 months, and they have been advocating for mass murder. We will not listen and we will not forgive the Australian media and Australian journalists that are spewing these lies, pretending that the last 6 months is a deviation from the Likud party. This is Israel. Let's make this clear. This is not Netanyahu only. What we have seen over the last 6 months is Israel. Israel is a settler colonial state. It was founded upon the Nakba, the catastrophe in 1948, which resulted in the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Current polling in Israel shows that only less than 2% in Israel think that they are using too much firepower in Gaza after they massacred tens of thousands of Palestinians. This tells us one thing and one thing only, that Israel is a diseased society. Their indoctrination begins very early on in life. Last week, I saw a video of an Israeli soldier parading a child's sock that he proudly boasted on stealing from the rubble of the home of a Palestinian family. This deranged behavior is Israel in every way, shape, and form, not just Netanyahu. In 2014, when 2,500 Palestinians were killed, 500 of whom were children, 90% of Israelis supported this open fire policy. Some Israeli human rights activists tried to take that policy to the Knesset, and it was overwhelmingly, unanimously upheld that Israel can shoot to kill unarmed people who are just straying too close to the border fence, which essentially denies their right to return to their ancestral lands, which is exactly what we saw on the 7th of October. When we call Western governments to stop funding genocide, it's because we see the deranged technology emerging in occupied Palestine that is quite literally being funded by our tax dollars. In recent years, Israel developed an AI technology called Lavender to generate kill lists with almost no human verification to double-check the targets directed by the machine. We are quite literally being massacred by AI technology funded by Western governments. The Israeli army has systematically attacked targeted individuals while they were in their homes, at night, while they are with their families, rather than during military activity. In fact, Israel developed another system called Where's Daddy, used specifically to target individuals and carry out their bombings as they entered their families' homes. And all of this was reported by their own media, 972 magazine. And I quote, "We were not interested in killing Hamas operatives only. On the contrary, the soldiers bombed them in their homes without hesitation as a first option. It is much easier to bomb a family home." This is coming from the intelligence officers verbatim. So if any Western politician or Western media tries to claim that this is a war against Hamas, what do we tell them? It's bullshit. They are literally targeting families. And they are admitting that they are targeting families and have been doing so for the last 6 months.
University, the University of Technology Sydney, staff for Palestine have refused to be silent. Last week, when our former UTS staff member, and colleague Zomi Frankham was killed by the IDF, we grieve for her, along with the hundreds of Palestinian aid workers killed and the 44,000 Palestinian civilians who have suffered the same fate. We called on UTS management to condemn the killing, but we are not waiting for the goodwill of university administrations. We know that it is only through struggle that there can be a reckoning with Israel's war crimes and the complicity of Australian institutions. Finally, to end with a quote from Walid Dakka, "The righteousness of our path needs no proof. It is as self-evident as our shackles. Long live the Palestinian resistance."
Our final speaker, I just wanted to bring to light in other recent news of genocide apologists and the suppression of Palestinian voices, Dr. Hassan Abu Sitta, who was a well-known British-Palestinian doctor who became known for his life-saving work after spending 43 days in Gaza performing life-saving surgeries. He was detained at an airport in Germany and denied entry. Dr. Abu Sitta was visiting Germany to attend a conference where he was due to present evidence on the war in Gaza and his witness statements as a doctor working in the hospitals. The organizers of the conference were Jewish Voice for Peace, an anti-Zionist Jewish group in Germany, one of whom was brutally arrested after facing brutal treatment from German forces. Germany's suppression of truth told by healthcare heroes such as Dr. Hassan is another harsh reminder of the attempted suppression of the freedom of speech as journalists and people with platforms all around the world have faced since the beginning of the genocide. Our final speaker is Rick Kuhn, a retired academic at the ANU, who is an anti-war activist and has been since the 70s, and is a proud anti-Zionist Jewish campaigner for several decades. He has regularly organized protests in Canberra in solidarity of Palestine. Please welcome Rick.
Greetings from the Palestine Action Group in Canberra, where we have organised protests like this one on a more modest scale every week since the genocide in Gaza began. A part of the global protest movement against that genocide, a genocide that is not only going on in Gaza, a genocide that is going on at a slightly slower rate on the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. A genocide that is rooted in the nature of the Israeli state. Does a state that says that I, as a Jew, have a right to return, does that state have a right to exist despite the fact that my parents and my grandparents and antecedents before them came from Central and Eastern Europe? A state that says that you are a Jew, so you can come, with one proviso, but the people who were born in Palestine, who are descendants of those who were born in Palestine, who want to return to their homes, to their land, cannot return. Does such a state have a right to exist? The entire Zionist project is a racist project, is a project of apartheid. I would go further than saying that Israel has no right to exist. States in general have no right to exist. Only people have a right to exist. And the Israeli state is denying that right by massacring the Palestinian people. Shame! The Australian state oppresses the indigenous people here. It oppresses refugees. And it is based, as states around the world are, on production for profit. on the exploitation of the vast majority of the population who are workers. This state doesn't have a right to exist either. This state, which since the Nakba, since the establishment of the State of Israel with the original effort at ethnic cleansing in 1948, this state, Australia, has backed apartheid Israel. This state has no right to exist. It doesn't serve the interests of the majority of the Australian population, just as the Israeli state does not serve the interests of the majority of the people in and from Palestine.